Zoo Boise marks a milestone Friday. It was 20 years ago that Steve Burns joined up with the zoo. Back then, Steve Burns was working at the Nature Conservancy in Washington, D.C. He shifted gears and took the job as executive director of the Friends of Zoo Boise. After only 3.5 years, he added head of Zoo Boise to his title and now holds both jobs. Burns has helped build the zoo into one of the biggest attractions in Idaho. Last year, just shy of 350,000 people came to visit. He's helped raise between $18 and $19 million over his time here for capital improvements. Our Samantha Wright dropped by the zoo and asked Burns what has changed over the last 20 years.
I was thinking about it, and there's a lot of physical changes that have happened. I mean, if you came here 20 years ago, it would look very different. When you were to the area where the small animal kingdom was, it was just a series of deer exhibits, one kind of deer, another kind of deer, another kind of deer. There was no tiger exhibit. There was no zoo farm. There was no pampas exhibit. Really, the only things that are left from that point in time are the primate house and the bird aviaries. There were a couple of other exhibits like the bear exhibit and the snow leopard exhibit and things like that. But in all of those cases, we've either remodeled or we have renovated them so that they look quite a bit different than they did 20 years ago. You know, in 20 years, probably 90% of the place looks different than it did.
And we're talking about physical changes. You've made a whole, I don't know, psychological change when it comes to zoos, and you've sort of spearheaded that movement.
Well, the natural world needs us to. The natural world is not in good shape, and some of the most famous animals in the world are doing very poorly. The world is experiencing an extinction crisis. You know, there's estimates that 30% of all the mammals in the world are going to be extinct by 2050. We needed to change. We needed to somehow respond to what's happening in the natural world. We've always been a great place to come and enjoy a day with your family. We've always been a nice place to come and learn about animals, but it has to go beyond that. Circumstances have demanded it of us. And so we changed the mission of what we are at Zoo Boise. At the end of the day, when people ask us, why do you have animals here? Those animals are here because they help us generate hundreds of thousands of dollars on an annual basis to help protect their wild counterparts. In the last 10 years, the people who are visiting Zoo Boise have generated $2.3 million to help protect animals in the wild. So we didn't change what we are, but we changed why we are. And so now when people come here, their visit directly translates into the conservation of animals in the wild.
We haven't even touched on what you're doing a continent or two away in a whole other place related to Zoo Boise, and that's Gorongosa. What's going on with Gorongosa?
This national park was destroyed in a civil war. When we started to take our conservation projects to the next level, we chose Gorongosa as our partner. It was once had the highest density of mammals of any park on the African continent. And then during those 25 years, all those mammals were pretty much killed. Most of them were eaten by hungry people. And so we've given money to the park. We can see results that are happening in the park. The new exhibit that we're going to build is based on that partnership. We have decided that we're not going to build any more exhibits here unless they're directly tied to our long-term conservation partners. We have scientific proof that the number of animals in Gorongosa National Park continues to go up. When I was there 9 years ago, there were 10,000 hoofed animals, which sounds like a lot, but it's spread over 1 million acres. Now there's about 80,000 hoofed animals in that park. So you've had this huge explosion of animals, and we should feel good about the fact that what we're doing here at Zoo Boise, all the people who are coming to Zoo Boise are helping to make that happen.
So what else? What else has changed in 20 years?
Zoo Boise, I think, is on the cutting edge of where zoos need to go. We've created this little experimental lab. We were the first zoo in the country to charge a conservation fee. We now put about 10% of our budget towards conservation. So we've created this template that other zoos can follow, and in some cases they are following. Our conservation fee's been copied by 27 other zoos. So, you know, when people ask, you know, what's the future of zoos, we're going to keep pushing this envelope. We're going to keep seeing how much more we can do and along those lines. When people ask, why do we have zoos at all? You know, do we still need zoos? Are they still relevant? We have 350,000 people a year who still think they're relevant. They have this up-close experience with animals in a way that you cannot get anywhere else. if you can take that experience and couple it with the fact that it's now also helping to protect their wild counterparts, that's good stuff. And we need to just keep doing it. We need to push ahead even further and faster than we've done in the past, because the natural world needs us.